Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm so happy to have back on again Constance and Jared Watkins of Superlove. They've got a brand new song out. It is called Tell Me, and I can't wait to talk to them all about it. Before we get started though, how have you been? It's been a little while. What's going on?
How's been? We've been good. Just making music.
Making music, living life, family, all that stuff. Clearly
Holding them
staying
all
busy, but
together.
holding it together in a crazy world. Yeah, it's difficult, but feels like you're pulling it off, I hope.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, awesome.
Right now, anyway.
Nice. Well, obviously I've had the opportunity to listen to the song probably like 4 or 5 times at this point, and it's
Thank
great, and it immediately comes off as something way different in your discography. Obviously, it's got, glimmers of the past, but it feels like a future sound for you guys. So I want to know, how did this one start off? What's like the idea behind it?
Definitely. So, this one is different. I just content-wise, the tone is a bit different. A lot of our other songs are quite upbeat, and this one's a little bit more raw, a little bit more real. So it's got that heaviness to it, and I think that that definitely it comes through, not just lyrically, but tone of the whole thing.
Absolutely. No, I fully agree. As I'll say probably a few times, it's definitely different in the sound, kind of punky in a way, and definitely on the experimental side, which I always love. Like, it's not your classic, like, top 40 radio hit. It's got more than enough going on to really perk your ears up and make the listener guessing, like, what's going to happen next because it's so just different in sound. So, I guess, in terms of the actual process, how did it all begin? Like, there's a great bass line that kind of rolls through this one. Like, did it start with the instrumental? Did it start with the lyrics?
So we had the lyrics. Did you
Oh,
start
okay.
with the instrumentation? They kind of sit hand in hand and come together and blend nicely.
Yeah.
The lyrics are a little bit older. We've been sitting on them for about a year. It's a
Okay.
heavier topic, and so it
Right.
took time to get into it.
Yeah.
We were feeling pretty dark last time we were on your program. We were feeling pretty dark. And that's about the time that those lyrics started.
Totally. I mean, I have to ask the follow-up, like, what was going on in your life? Like, what, I guess, what inspired the song? Because, I mean, it feels generally pretty cut and dry, just like the overall tone, and I think the instrumentation matches that. Obviously, there had to be something going on for it to be written.
We spent a winter in the Pacific Northwest with, the
Nice.
notorious cloud coverage,
Yes.
which I knew of, but I didn't know of it. And
Right.
just the heaviness of being so high north, so many clouds, just short days, it brings a
Yeah.
different mood. And yeah, you can, it's palpable. You can feel that mood.
It's
I
beautiful. I completely understand.
It's beautiful country. And the people are nice. Musically, I can feel when I'm there, I can feel how Nirvana came from Totally.
here. You know, I mean, 100%.
they were in the region anyway.
Yeah.
That dark, like
Yeah.
that darkness was definitely around, despite the natural beauty and the Just the rhythm of the place. It's got a different feel to it, and we were really tapped into that.
I 100% understand. Like, I think we're both in the Southern California region, is that right? Yeah. Okay. So it's, all sunshine and good times down here most of the time. My brother, though, lives in the Pacific Northwest, so I'm there pretty frequently just visiting and doing whatever. And I fully feel it. Like, it obviously is not that far away, 2, 3 hour flight, but you get up there and it's a whole nother world almost. The weather is different, the people are different, and just the overall vibe is a complete shift to what we're typically used to down here. And it's, for someone who might listen to this or enjoy this that isn't necessarily a song creator or enjoyer or whatever it is, like, yeah, your setting can 100% influence the type of music that you're making. It feels almost crazy to say. It's like, oh, you were surrounded by clouds, so you wrote the song. No, when you're in it for a while, it will totally change your perspective on everything. So, yeah, not that I listened to this and I was like, oh, this was clearly written in Washington or Oregon, but at the same time, knowing about it now, oh, 100% makes sense. And especially like other bands that have come out of there, it's like, why did you come out with this slightly darker, more experimental sound? Well, it was the time and the place.
Totally.
I love this part of the country,
Yeah.
and it really left an imprint on me.
Yeah, absolutely. And so last time we talked, and it's been a little while. I know, artists are typically always changing things up, whether it comes to their recording styles or becoming more proficient on an instrument or whatever it is. What are some things that you learned from the past that you kind of took to making this song?
Musically, this is a single from our second album, Sounds of Seance. One of the things we did in our first album was use natural instrumentation, guitar, bass, drum,
Yeah.
piano. And then so in the second album, we wanted to unlock synth.
Yeah.
And we've mostly stuck with very, I don't know how to say, basic synth, like fuzzy synth,
Right.
like you hear in Tell Me, the same one used in Bored from the same album. And then an electric piano, which is not in Tell Me. But we
Got it.
wanted to incorporate synth use in the second album.
I really love that. And honestly, it makes sense because not that your other, I guess your other music was generally on a brighter side. I mean, your guy's name is Super Love. Like, that's about as happy and lucky as it gets. But at the same time, like, I'll say again, like, the setting can fully shift and just your headspace of where you're at in terms of actually making the music. So I love that. I would almost love for you to just stay in a city for half the year. All around the world, and what would inspire you?
Right?
That's a good
You know what?
idea.
It is
Yeah.
really fun. Every place, totally. They have a heartbeat. Every city.
Totally.
My favorite is taking the train into New York and coming out in Penn Station because it is
Yeah.
like that feeling. Oh, it resonates. It's awesome.
I think you would come out with like a early 2000s Strokes-ish album if that happened, but hey, who knows? Maybe in the
Right?
future it'll happen. That would be awesome.
There's a line in one of our songs, "The Moon," about arriving in New York,
Yes.
like with a guitar in one hand and a bird cage in the other, getting off the
Love
PATH
that.
train, trying to figure
Very
out what
cool.
the subway is now.
Very cool. So was the song actually recorded in the Northwest, or did it just, I guess, happen there in terms of, creating the song?
It was about half recorded
Okay,
there.
cool.
Everything, well, I don't know, half the vocals were recorded not there,
Okay,
but
got it.
bass and the drum and the synth all done there.
Like the direction was, we started down the direction, and I, man, it's hard for me to live in that darker space. I
Get
am,
it.
bubbly and
Get
bright and
it.
optimistic, and
Yeah.
we started on this song, and like the passion for the song's there, but living in that space is hard, and
Right.
so it took a while to get through all of it.
The first thing you'll
Perfect.
notice probably is that my voice is singing the verse.
Right.
And then and we've done that kind of thing with one other song so far. And so that was done much later. While we were there, it was just like, let's try and sing it, It's so dark.
I love it though. Do you ever find that the tone of the song has to match the actual message of the song? Like, does sad have to match sad, or does it just depend on your guys's writing style?
No, and you know what? It's really fun when it doesn't. Like the contrast there, the juxtaposition of it can be something really fun to play with. But as you get going in a song, it can align to some extent just because it's where you are.
Sure.
Emotionally, it's where you are.
It's amazing how you take two things that can be different and combine them, and you get a new third thing.
Right.
It's kind of like a foundation of just art. It's awesome because
Totally.
And different people get different meanings. And that's
Right,
the
that's the
impact.
thing. Well, that's the thing that I really like about this song is that, like I mentioned, the lyrics are generally right in your face. You've stripped back the instrumentation to where it's not really at the forefront, which I personally enjoy. Like, I'm a lyrics guy. Don't get me wrong, I love instrumentation and rocking along and whatever it is. It's catchy on that front, but I feel that with the change of instrumentation here and the addition of other instruments, you've kind of left the focus on the words. And obviously, we know the story, we know where it stemmed from, but people are going to listen to this and they can apply whatever meaning they like. And I think that's kind of the most special thing about music is they don't know you. People will listen to the song, they have no idea who you are, they might just stumble upon it. But at the same time, they're going to take your words to heart and they're going to apply it to whatever is happening in their life.
Yeah,
I
totally.
love that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love it too. Like, I mean, come on, how many bands do you listen to that you don't even know what their names are, let alone like what they went through, blah blah blah.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the beauty of music. It like communicates to your soul.
100%. That's the cool thing about it. While you were up there, did it kind of spawn anything else? Is there anything else in the works in terms of either demos or other fleshed out things? You can say what you want. You don't have to say too much, but totally up to you.
So the Real Me, our previous song, was also done up there, and that does also have that darker mood to it. The next stuff that we've written, we do have one. It's a little too dark. I think it's on the shelf for a while. But it's been nice being back in the sun because things are a lot brighter.
For now. It's been raining here a little bit, but not too crazy. So,
Yeah.
I fully get it. When you were up there, did you find that the things that you were listening to on a daily basis had any impact? Because I know that obviously mood and setting and weather can really affect what I listen to. And yeah, I want to know if that had any impact on you.
We
That's a good
listened
question.
when we were there. I was the DJ. We
Sure.
were listening to a
Very
lot
important job, by the way.
of
Very important job.
a lot of Abbey Road
Yeah.
and just Creedence, like the
Nice.
hit.
Okay.
You listen to a lot of Creedence. I forgot that.
And loved it, and even some Nirvana. But it's kind of hard for me to have Nirvana on like loop for several days.
Yeah, that'll put you into a really weird headspace. That's like a hour max, one album, switch it out. Totally get it.
The Abbey Road, the second half of the album, I really feel like is a masterpiece
Oh my
of rock.
God, yeah.
The way it changes from song to song, kind of like a maybe like a like an opera or a play would.
Chapters
Just
moves through.
so inspired by that, by the change in rhythm, by the connection from one song to another, like a story.
Yeah.
Totally inspired by that while we were there.
Love that. And another thing that I find about this track is that I feel it's really hard to put it into a style or a genre. Obviously, you can call it alternative rock or synth pop, but it's so different sounding again from what you've made in the past that I almost have a tough time putting it under that umbrella. So, like, how are you
Cool.
describing it to people? How are you pitching it?
It's a challenge. We go through this
Yeah.
because as we create, we like to experiment and push it into a different realm every time. And so every song we have to reevaluate what it is that we've done and where we fit.
Yeah.
It is always a challenge.
It's like, hey, are we all alternative rock or pop? I'm like, let's go in
Yeah.
that order, I guess.
Well, that's the thing is it's all subjective to who's listening and what they've been listening to. And I just feel like genre nowadays is, I know it sounds crazy, it's a construct with the future of production and what you can do to a song, and you can learn a new instrument and it completely put your music,
Is.
into something else. So it's like it's almost better for you to just have conversations with the people that listen to your music and get their opinion on it instead of being like, definitively, this is what this is. And if you say otherwise, you're wrong. Like you can't do that.
That's right. It is a construct, and also a genre identity. Like, I am a alternative listener, and that is my identity. That is
Right.
also a construct, which it's okay if people want to fit in that. But we don't. We deliberately want to be without genre.
Every time.
I love
if
that.
Possible.
I love
and
that.
One reviewer categorized us in a way that I've adopted. She called it autonomous indie.
Autonomous indie. Okay. Yeah.
So
I've
like,
never heard that phrase before. You do. I listen. I've said this like 1,000 times to other people, but like, you're an independent artist. You don't have, you know, you're not like a puppet. You don't have someone telling you what to do. You can do whatever you want. It's not like, it's like, oh, you know, the last album sold 1 million units. So we need to make another album of the same vein. Like, you write what you want. You're spending the time and energy. It should really be something that you're feeling at the moment and not making because you have to make.
Absolutely.
We think that it lends to authenticity in that
yeah.
way. Because it's what we really think. And it's what we really want to sound like.
Nice.
It's the song that we want to hear today.
Yeah, like I actually enjoy, okay. like I, if I don't enjoy it, you know, it can't, then it's not done.
No, then it doesn't represent the band. No, I fully understand. When people listen to the song, what emotions do you hope that they feel?
That's a good question. You know, I hadn't thought about what they would feel. I had really thought about what I had felt.
Yeah.
It was like, overwhelming stress to the point of like disassociation with mm-hmm. reality and just really wanting somebody else there to like ground me in a situation. Like,
sure.
Remind me where I am. What is it? How do we feel today? Like, you know, get back into the groove of it, even if
right.
it's hard.
I would like people to feel understood.
Yeah.
At best, if this song captured their feeling and helped explain it in a way or lay it out in some, you know, in some way, I would like it if they connected with it and felt understood and not isolated.
Definitely. Oh, I like that.
The best.
For me, and I hope it's okay that I share, like when I listen to it, it kind of makes me feel introspective. And I think the reason for that is because the instrumentation is not outlandish. It's not super in your face. It allows you to focus on the lyrics and kind of take a step back, maybe go within and, you know, what's wrong with my life? And I think that's okay. Like, and not every song has to be like a 10 out of 10 pop bop where you're like, oh man, I need to listen to this 1,000 times because it's super duper duper catchy. Like, that's kind of the music that I'm not enjoying as much anymore. And this is the music that I'm gravitating to, the things that aren't overly trying to please you, the ones that allow you to go within yourself and kind of just like ask yourself questions. And it's almost impossible to write that type of song every single time. So when I listened to this, at least for the first time, I was really taken aback. Like, I listen to music in a certain way, and the way that I listened to this was just like, damn, like they really put out something special here. And I'm so happy for them because we've talked so many times, but like, it's nice to feel and experience the growth of an artist that you've made a connection with in the past. So like, bravo to you. I hope it didn't just blow your egos up too much, but like, I really resonate with this one.
Oh, thank you. That was awesome to hear.
Very welcome. And so I think I've definitely asked you this in the past, but like, you've grown this catalog. Have you played shows? Is there anything like that in the works?
We haven't played any shows. We have played, but it's been 6 years.
It's been a while.
Okay. It's You're due. Well. It's time.
I really enjoy recording.
Yeah,
There's,
I understand that.
I think for a duo and for everything that we put into the song,
mm-hmm.
Performing it live, we couldn't do it just the two of us. There's just
sure.
far too much instrumentation.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we could.
We could, but it would be a new challenge.
I understand.
Yeah.
And it would probably require some modification, maybe.
Yeah.
But the art of creating something new, of recording it, of crafting it to be exactly how we like it, that's fun. That's where we've been focusing.
Right. No, that's the power of being in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many instruments can you really like play at once?
Oh my God. I mean, I'm sure you've seen those videos of like buskers on the streets who like have a harmonica strap and they're playing the drums while they play that. Like, no, I don't want to see that. That seems like way too much work.
Well, And I can't do that.
Right. Hey.
I don't have the skill. I would have to train, I suppose. I don't know if I could ever reach it. Like,
listen,
I
man, you know your limitations, and that's okay. And a lot of people are afraid to admit that they can't play 10 instruments at once.
Yeah.
So good for you for being honest with yourself.
Performance is definitely something we're interested in, but we're not really sure how to make it work, like we were saying, and what the reward would be, like personal reward for us performing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really sure that's enough. Like, the goal and the process and the path doesn't quite seem clear enough to do it today.
That's okay. Listen, if you're finding joy and you're finding everything else in actual making music and like even the bonding process of it, and that's making you happy, then hey, you don't need to keep pushing yourself. If you found that happiness in doing what you're doing, then like, hey, you know what? You don't need to please other people, and that's totally fine.
That's true. That's true for everyone.
Yeah. No, it goes way beyond music. No, because like obviously we're in the culture of like, you know, make your hobbies your job and do 10,000 things and have side gigs and blah, blah, blah. It's like, when am I supposed to enjoy my life and myself? Like, yeah, obviously touring would put a huge wrench into that. So don't, and that's fine.
Touring, yeah. You know, and I'll confess to being guilty of what you described.
It's very real. I'm guilty of it too, and I'm the one preaching not to do it, but like at the same time, you know, you find your happiness where you can, and I think you settle with that. I have a couple more questions. I want to know, what's the plan for the rest of this year? I still feel, even though we're like at the end of March, it feels like we have the rest of the year ahead of us. So what's going on?
More music, definitely. For the first album, we went really quick. And for the second album, we're really taking our time. But I feel more momentum. I think it's
cool.
Faster.
Nice.
Ideally, it would be a new song per month.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Which would put us into hopefully our third album.
Yeah.
Into this year. So that's our goal.
Cool.
And we're saying it out loud so that we're held accountable.
Yeah.
Yes. You're manifesting it into the future. No, I love that. Listen, a song a month is extremely difficult. But listen, if you know, if you have the time and you have the content to do it, then like, what's stopping you? You know? Very cool.
Yeah.
And to wrap this up, I would love to hear from you. You know, for someone who's going to listen to this song, is there anything else that I haven't asked that you think is important for them to know?
You know, I would like to maybe speak to the instrumentation just a little bit. First, before the instrumentation, it has an unusual time signature. It's a 7/4. And so that it kind of each measure comes in a little early. Mm-hmm. And the instrumentation on it is the same as we've used in previous tracks, drum, bass, guitar, synth. And so it's not more wild than that by design.
Cool.
But with that interesting time signature, it really is meant to be uneasy. If you haven't listened yet and you don't know our music, I would say most of it is extremely optimistic. And like, I've heard far darker songs than this, but
of course.
Really dark.
Yeah.
And with that time signature, it is meant to be uneasy. It's meant to catch you off guard, to make it so that you can't just follow the rhythm of it the way that you would with other songs. It's meant to stop you and get you to listen.
I love that. And honestly, you guys knocked it out of the park on this one. So
yeah.
Before we wrap up, please let me plug it all for you. So for those who don't know who I'm speaking with, this is Super Love. The new song is called Tell Me. By the time this comes out, it will be out. And of course, we'll have the links in our article so you can listen and share and follow along and obviously stay tuned for more. I'm excited. I know that there's going to be new music by the end of the year, so I'll be keeping an eye out. And I want to thank you both so much for taking the time. I always love speaking with you.
Us too. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. Have an amazing rest of your day. Enjoy the sunshine if it's out there. And I'll talk soon.
All right.
Cool. Thanks. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.